Even in the case where it was done through a heter, I mean, Shabbos means it had a rest, it wasn't made at all on Shabbos. Even in the case where it's made later, also it's also. The Rabbi Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, no. Or Shochaya, if you have a pregnant lady, the nurse, if she, or right after she gave birth, first 30 days, that she's a Chol HaShesh Bar Sakana, she will light a fire for on Shabbos. Well, the Shochaya, a Chol HaShesh Bar Sakana, that you will light a fire. So even though this fire was lit on Shabbos, Levorchen Olov, you're allowed to use this fire after Shabbos to make a Bar Mireish. Why? Because the Naveri wasn't done. It's Hutra for Ruach Nefesh. So it's not called Naveri was done. Rav Nachman v'Yitzchok, my Shabbos, what does this Braisa mean? That it has to be a fire that rested from Shabbos. It doesn't mean that rested, it wasn't created on Shabbos, but Sheshavas Machmas Mlechas Aveira. It means that it wasn't put on in fire Sam. That if Yisrael would have put it on for that purpose, it would have been Aveira. Hey, if a guy lights a match, stam for cooking, the Baal Tzvi Yisroel would have lit it for cooking, would be an Aveira, that's fine, you can't use Mitzvah Shabbos. But here, what Yisroel lit it for a Pekuach Nefesh, which is Mutter to do, that's Mutter. Tanya Nami Hochi, Ashoshe Shoyse Delekes Velechas Kol HaYom Kulei. If you had a candle that was burning from the beginning of Shabbos till the end, L'moitzvah Shabbos Tavorchen Aleha, you're allowed to use that candle. Even though this fire wasn't Shabbos on Shabbos, it was going throughout the whole Shabbos, but no Aveira was done with this candle. That's the right of the Yisraeli, is you can't use a nair that an Aveira was done with. Right, Tani Rabbanan. Nochri shehidlik mi Yisrael. If a goy lit the nair from Yisrael, means after Shabbos, Yisrael lit the fire, and then a goy lit a candle from that fire, or else for Yisrael, shehidlik mi nochri, or else a goy, or Yisrael, took a candle and lit it from a goyish candle, is a volchan alug. You're allowed to make a borer mirash on this. So the first case is Peter, that since the Yisrael lit the candle, mistam he lit it after Shabbos, even though the goy lit it from him, it's a mutadik case. And the second case is the Chiddush, that even though the goy lit the candle on Shabbos, but since now the Yisrael is like lighting a new candle, so it's also mutadik to make the borer mirash on it. We'll soon see why. Vashenke nochri, min nochri, aim a volchan alug. If even by my Tzoy Shabbos, one guy goes to another guy's house and lights his candle from the first guy that lit that candle on Shabbos, that you can't use at night time. How come he can't use the second candle that the guy lit, even though it's my Tzoy Shabbos now? Since he lit it from the first guy, that lit it on Shabbos, because the first candle, the makor of the fire, was an Aveira, didn't rest on Shabbos, Hihochi, Yisrael Menochri Nami. Why do we say if on Moitzoy Shabbos Yisrael goes with his candle to a goy and lights from his candle that was lit on Shabbos? It's mutter. Go bought the Ikra candle. The first candle was lit on Shabbos, so the second candle the Yisrael lit should also be yosa. As what's the difference of a Yisrael lights from a goy or a goy lights from a goy? Hola Shabbos. Both cases, the makor, the Ikra, first candle wasn't Shabbos. V'chitei mahach Yisur ozolei. V'achrinhu, I'll tell you, the first Issa went away. It's like a new fire now. Obiyoda the Yisrael who misyalda. I mean, about the Yisrael lit it now, Mitzvah Shabbos, it's considered like a new fire created now. The first fire, it's not considered a continuation of the first fire, it's like the lighting from the grace candle. No, when the Yisrael comes now, it's considered like a new candle, new fire. And what that can be, Elohor, the Tanya learned about Mishnah Shabbos, Hamoy Tishal Hevet, Lushu Sarabi, and Chayiv. If somebody carries out fire on Shabbos, he's Chayiv. It's in the case where after candle on you be potter. You don't want a candle. The only thing you want is a fire. So for the fire, you chayiv. So the Gemara, my chayiv. My shok alohimiyah. By Shabbos, you have to make an akira. And hanochi, you have to pick up the chayfis and put down the chayfis. If in the time when he's walking, the fire is considered a new fire, it's not the same fire you had here before. So the fire you make on the hanochi on is not the same fire you made the akira on. So you simply chayiv for Shabbos. Without we say Yechayiv for carrying the fire alone, it's right, it's considered the same fire from beginning to end. So we say here also, how can you make the Borei Mireish when the Yisrael lit his candle from the Goyish candle? Without the same fire, the fire is coming from a Goy. Mashok le'niach, mashniach le'yoker. Elo le'yelam v'yisurunam yitzah. No, Avada, the first light is still here. The first fire is still here. Avada, the kashra is, why is the Yisrael lights from a Goy? Are you allowed to make a Borei Mireish? The key kamavorach, atzay swasa de teru kamavorach. Pshat is the old fire is here, but there's new fire also now. Without the Yisrael lighting it, there's new fire now. You're making a brach on the new fire. So the Gemara Yoch, if that's destroyed, there's a new fire here. Nochri menochri nami.
Even by Matzoy Shabbos, if a goy goes to light a candle from another goy, even though the first candle was lit on Shabbos, but the second candle is first being lit now Matzoy Shabbos, so good it has some of the old fire, but it has some new fire also. So make the bracha on the new fire.
So the Gemara Enochanami. Mikra din, you're right, you should be allowed to make the bracha. But here it's Xerah Mishum Nochri Rishon V'yamad Rishon. Hey, it's called the mind you're lighting from a goy, we're afraid you'll come to use the first goy's fire. So therefore, even though the second goy lit on Motzoi Shabbos, still we can't use his fire, it's exactly to come to use the first goy. But Hashemke, when Yisrael lit from a goy, they were not choshed to come to use a goy. Because the Yisrael, we used to, we use his. We're not goys, if we use the Yisrael, we come to use a goy. Just from one goy to another goy, there's exactly to come to use the first goy's shalevis. Tana Rabbonim. For Yemahalech Chutz Lekrach, someone is walking outside the city to raw ore, and he saw fire there. Motzoi Shabbos, he saw some fire. Im roiv nochem of roiv people in the city agoyim ain nevorach, because you never understand the goyim are making a fire l'shem avoid the zora, and it's also to have anor from it. Im roiv Yisrael nevorach, and the more gufa kasha. Omat im roiv nochem ain nevorach. It's a diya komach samach nevorach. Mashma just half yidden, half goyim. You could make the vorach. You go to kula. For the Tanya, the Sefer says no. Im roiv Yisrael nevorach. If you have rug, you throw, then you can make the brochon. So do you call mach, samach, say no vorich. If you have a suffix of 50-50, you can't make a brochon. And the Gemara bedinu, you have to do mach, samach, 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 vorich. If you go to Kula here, even 50-50, you can also make the brochon. So why do the Tani Reisha, Rav Nochem, it's also Tani Sefer, Rav Yisrael. But for here, you could go to Kula. And maybe this grain, though, maybe they're not doing the same about the Zohar. Right. Meaning not Vade, they're doing the same about the Zohar. Right. So be a slight Zohar. Good. Tell Rabbonim. For Yemahalech Chutz Lekrach, you're walking outside the city. Veror Tinik V'yavuke V'yodi. You see a kid holding a torch. Look after him, Yisrael Hu Mevorach. Was Min Hashtam, he first lit it now on Mitzvah Shabbos, so it's called a Ner that was Shabbos on Shabbos. Him Nochi Ein Mevorach, but it's a kid, that's a guy, the stomach was lit on Shabbos, then he can't use it. But the Mormai Iratinik, what's the Badafka kid? I feel a God on Amish, with the same Shabbos as a God on. Om Rav Yudah, Om Rav, Hocha, the Tzomach, Leshkiya, Chacham, Ashkinim. We're talking about that Mamish right after Shkiya, right after Fetz Chavim, you found him with his candle. His name is Godol. If the person is a Godol, is Nuchu Nilsa Devadeh Nochvihu. Avadeh, this person is a Goy. Because the year, the right after Tzezach Ov, is not holding a fire. He didn't go home yet to make Abdullah, he's not holding a fire yet. Tinik, Mashenkin, if it's a kid, then he could have a suffix. Amy Yisrael, maybe Saki Yisrael, and Ikri Vinokit, maybe his father was making Abdullah, and he ran outside right now with the candle. So with a kid, he could possibly to be, he could be holding the candle now. But with a Godol, Shita will be a goy, not a yis. Rashi, God of Mukhi Mutsu Dorachu. We ain't so good with Achrov. The yis of the Yisrael who, the Hoyim and Myers, some of Hashaykh and Miyad, Lecha, some of the other, or Yid, Radius of Dol, doesn't go out fight with fire. Hashaykh, you find the kid, maybe the kid, the Chapsuch, he caught the Abdullah candle, and he walked outside with it. He's still walking outside. So with a kid, you have to look in to see if he's a goy or a Yisrael. Put a rab on him. For Yemahalach Chutz Lekrach, you're walking outside the city. For raw oil, you saw fire. Imav kefiyakiv, it's a very thick fire like a furnace. Nevorach alov, then you can make a bracha. Trashi kefiyakiv shein sheshoshim boyavonim, they make bricks. Lasid imav kor hayotzim kefiyakiv shein hura borihi ulishamish loirihi nasi. If this is made to have hanor from the oil, then you can make a bracha on it. The imlav, if it's not such a big fire, ain't nevorach alov. Trashi imlav, lav loir nasis el levashol. Then we have to be afraid that fire was made just for cooking. It wasn't made for oil. It has to be such candle that's made, lahoyer, that's made to give off fire. His Abdullah candle has to be fire that, an oil that's made to give off light. That's part of the kashya if the zman is that everybody has electricity on already. So here, when you light the candle, it's not made for any light. You're just lighting it down to be used for the mitzvah. But one eitzah is talking to shut off the light, And when you make that, that's what I mean. Some people shut off the light to use the candle, then it's called an or that you're using, you're having some hanor from it. But the other pshat would be is that about you doing it the same mitzvah, so you're doing it the way you're supposed to. And the mitzvah is to use the or, so it's also considered lit for the or. But it has to be such a candle that the purpose of it is for light and not here for cooking. Tony Choder. Or shall kivshin mevorchim lov, or from a furnace you could make a bracha on it. But tani rechay mevorchim lov, you can't make a bracha on it. Or it's not made for light; it's only made to burn with. Like kasha, for betchila, it's also trashy betchila sreifas avonim ain't all oyu. Beginning when you're making the bricks, it's not meant for light; it's only meant to make the bricks. Hold it tight. At the end though, then the fire was geshmat. Use it even for or also. Tani choda, or shall tana b'shal kirei mevorchim lov. Same thing with kasha. For betchila you don't, because it's meant for baking only. Hold up, sir, then you use it ready for the or. 20 chodor. Or shall base a knesses, the shall base a medrash with orchin olav. If you have an or inside the shul or inside the base of medrash, you could make a bracha on it. It's made for or. The time either aim of orchin olav, you can't make a bracha, it's not meant for, it's only made for covered. The kasha. For the ikodim choshev. Then we say the candle in there is not for light, it's for a chivas of the person. And then you can't. So much if you have the light you use for the omid, you wouldn't be allowed to make a burmation of that light. Because the candles you light for the omid is not meant for or, it's meant for covet. How the lekko adam choshev? There's no adam choshev in the shul, then the storm of the light in the candles for light, that's muta. The boy is saying, how about the adam choshev? No, both cases there isn't adam choshev there. Well, like Hasha, I the candle is only the covet. There's a shamish that sleeps and eats in the shul. So now the light is zikr meant for him to use. Therefore, we can make a bracha on it. The boy is saying, both of them have a chazan there. Depends if the moon is out to shop that night. If the moon is out, so now the shamish doesn't need the light of the candle. He'll be enough to use the light of the moon. Now the candle is only made with covered. And a candle that's only made for covered, you can't use it for bar mirash. Mashenka, if there's no moon, then the shamash is going to use this candle oira, and then we say it's mutter. You were holding that nun gimel amar aleph in the middle of the Gemara that to daf tana rabbonin for your yoishim beis hamedrash. Someone is sitting in the beis hamedrash on my Torah Shabbos. They view all of name. They brought light inside the beis hamedrash. The Beishamah and Beishamah says, Kol Echad Yechmu Baruch Liyat. Everybody should make his own bracha, Boru Miyoresh. So in the middle of learning, so everybody should make their own bracha, Boru Miyoresh. But they still learn, no Echad Baruch Lekulam. They should stop learning and let one person make the bracha for everybody. Why? Mishum Shenema, Baruivam Hadras Melech. There's an Indian to make the bracha for Rabbi. The Moravishlaim of Beit Hillel before she timely. Beit Hillel explains himself. The reason why one should make the bracha for everybody, because Roivam Hadras Melech. And they were sitting in the Beis Medrash, they were learning together, so they were called together. So it's better that one should make the bracha for everybody. Ela Beis Shammai, my time, what time of Beis Shammai that says that everybody should make their own bracha? And the moral kosarvim if they bit the Beis Medrash. That since they're learning, it's not kedai to rebuttal everybody from learning. So, like they're in the middle of saying the Tzvara, let them finish saying their Tzvara, and then they'll make the bracha bar mirash. When they get finished their learning, then they'll say the bracha. Not kedai to make everybody stop and answer together. It's a bitul beis hamedrash. Drashim mifnei bitul beis hamedrash. She bizman she echem mevorach lekulam. When one makes the bracha of everybody, hein tzrichim lishtoik migirsosim. They have to be quiet. Stop learning. They should have no kulam. They should all have kavana. The yishum elav v'yano amin. They should hear the bracha from the mevorach and answer amin. So therefore, it's better that each one makes his own bracha. For Tanya Nami Hoki Rai to Beis Shammai, shall base on Gamliel, but Hoya Imrimarapa Beis Medrash. Mifnei Vito Beis Medrash. If somebody gave a sneeze, and the Mal the Minigir to say Gesunta, to say Asuta, but in the middle of Beis Medrash, they didn't answer it. Why Mishrim Vito Beis Medrash, not from about the learning? Trashi Marapa, Liodama Matata, somebody sneezes. Shevagilim Lema Asuta. The Minig was to say Asuta. And Santa Kreger brings down the Indian is, brought down the trick of the Rebeleza. Beginning, when Hashem created the world, nobody got sick. As soon as he sneezed, his neshama used to leave him. That's the way they were made. With the sneeze, they used to die.
Yaakov is Mavakish Rachman, the Yom Rebbeinu Koelon, Al Tikach Nashkin Mimeni, Ad She Etzav Ez Bni Obenoisai. As give me a warning before that I'm going to die, I'll leave some type of Etzavo. The Netel Lord, the Fika Chayim Od Mlein Mavet Shosai Chayim. Therefore now the many gives when somebody sneezes, we say L'chayim or Gesundheit is Shenahapich HaMoves HaZel Or. That it was changed over, this Indian of Lisa of sneezing was changed over, that's how many to say Gesundheit, to say Atuta. So here the Gemara says, when the base of Medrash, you shouldn't say it, Mishum Bittul base of Medrash. So Locha both Dinim are brought down. Some in the middle of learning, you should not answer Gesundheit. But here, we pass along the Silu Svara. When the Or comes in, since everybody's going to have to eventually stop learning and say the Brocha, it's only a question when you're going to answer the Brocha. So here we say, since it's an Inyan of Roivam Hadrus Melech, it's because everybody should stop learning this second and listen to the Mavorach. But Ein Mavorachin Lo Yala Ner V'Lo Yala B'Somim Shomesim. Ner and B'Somim by Mesim, you can't use that for the Borim Eresh or Borim B'Somim. But my time, Ner L'Chovod Hu Di'Avida. That the Ner for a Mes is not meant for the purpose of having Hanor from the Or, to use it for light. It's used as Kovod HaMes. And you can't make the bracha on such an or. Trashi ner l'chavid ha-meis avid. It's made for covid, not for using the ner for enjoyment, so you can't bring the bracha. This thumim is also lavur recha hu di-avidah. The recha is only meant to take away the bad smell. So on such a thing, you do not make a berm ner b'thumim. It only if it's made for good smelling. But something's only made to take away bad smell, you don't make a bracha on it. Trashi b'thumim avidah lavur recha di-estuchonu sh'meis avidiv lo l'arich. It's made to take away the bad smell of the mace and not to enjoy the smell of the b'somim by the mason. Therefore, even the whole week, if you smell just b'somim, you wouldn't make a bracha. Om Rav Yudu, Om Rav. Kol shemaisiyin l'fona b'yem of alayla, ein mevorach en olah. If you have such a mace, that al kovet ha-mace, you would take the nerve in front of him, whether it's daytime or nighttime, then it's a raya, the or is only for kovet, and you can't make a bracha. Of the whole shein mutsiyin l'fona b'yem of alayla. But such a mace that you don't give so much cover to. The daytime you would not put an or in front of him. You're only doing it at night time, so Taraya then, why are you doing it? Because you want to see how to go, where to go. So then Mavarkan Allah, that's called the or that's meant for use, and you can make a bracha. That or is only meant to cover that mace. So you can't make a bracha on it. The mace is not so choshev, you only do it at night time. Then the vorkan olav, you might see the might soy, Shabbat the kvura. Because the reason why you have that aura is push it to see the way how to get to the basic forest. That's called the oira, you can make a bro.
The mice are going to use the oira, even if it's the covet, but the mice are going to use it for
the
light anyway.
For the ikr is for the covet. Since the mace is ikr for covet, you can't make a bro. Even though you may use it, but the ikr is for the covet. Omer Rafuna, this summon shall be sakise. If you have the sonim, something smelling in the base akisti, don't make a bracha. Even if you're outside and the smell comes outside, because the purpose of that smell, of the thing to put there, wasn't to smell good, it was to take away the bad smell. The shemen who also lahavre sazuma, same thing, you have good oil that smells good, like type of perfume, you rub it on your hands to take away the bad smell of your hands, is ein mevorach en olav. As a tomorrow, the memru, to chol hecho de lav lerecha vid le mevorach en olav. Anytime the psalm is not made just to smell good, it's meant to take away something bad, you don't make a bracha. But the more meisvei, ha-nichnas l'chanusay shabesim, somebody walks into a store where they sell perfume. V'reyach reich, and he smells it, this perfume there, is afilu yesh v'sham kol yom kula en mevorach el ha-pamachet. If he goes into stay there the whole day, he makes one bracha at the beginning, and that part is in the whole day, pashuk is not masir das from smelling. Nichnas v'yotzi, he goes in and goes out, nichnas v'yotzi, mevorach ha-kol pam upam. As every time he goes out, it's like a hesach hadas, and when he comes in again to the store, he has to make another bracha. But the more v'hocho delav l'reichu d'avida. If someone in the store, it's not meant to smell. In the store, you're just there to buy. When you take it home, the chur, you have das to smell it. But in the store, it's not meant to smell. Or to mavarach, and still you make a bracha on it. Have the Gemara know, in l'reichu namihu d'avida. Here in the store, the purpose of there is also to make it smell good. Ki hecha d'lnircha inshi v'neitze v'nazra minayit. The Balabas wants for Dafka people to smell the good perfume and they'll come in to buy it. So Zika Kavana of putting out the perfume in the store is that people should smell it. Therefore it's called, it's meant for smelling, and you make a bracha. Jashi b'somim, shemelech odim istnes lebeit hakiseh lehavir mimenu reyach ra, shebeit hakiseh ein mevorach en olav. the Shem and also have a Zuma, she may be a Safa Suda, lost of Yidam, Zuma, Guma, Bushim, Summon, you have to take oil, you put on your hands, then the Suda, aim of Orkanolo. So Rashi has a big Kiddush, we don't hold like Rashi. Rashi says aim of Orkanolo means bury Yatsib Sum. You don't make this bracha. Ela bury Shem and Orif. That's Rashi Shita. You do make some bracha around this for a different bracha. Bury Shem and Orif, from a Vorkinim. Im Shem and Shalafasman who? Lord Yom Kaysim of Orkanai Mishkat, Fisher, Tchinim of Orkanolo. Even b'som that's ground down, still you make bori atzib b'som on it, bori atzib b'somim. Noi b'bol b'teir chasud kama. That's not talking about when you're wiping your hands in the middle of the meal. El b'bol areyes. You stam kama to smell it, you make bori atzib b'somim. But when you're using the shemen at the end of the meal to rub off your hands, then you make a special bracha bori shemen orif. That's Rosh Hashanah. But we hold like Tosfos says, we don't make any bracha at all on it. We hold that if it's only meant to rub off the bad smell of your hands, we don't make a bracha at all. The odorant, you put the odorant on your body, even though it would smell good, also you wouldn't make a bracha. Because the yikah of the odorant is only to take away the bad smell of the body, it's not meant yet to smell. On Anisha, anyway, we're not supposed to make a bracha if you smell Anisha. But Anisha, they can clear. When they put on the samim, they put on to smell good. It's not just on to take away the bad smell. There it's meant to smell good. So maybe Anisha, if another Anisha, maybe they shouldn't make a bracha. But men smell Anisha, they're not supposed to make a bracha. So it depends what the kavanah is for. If it's there to make you smell good, look, you should make a bracha then. Yeah, that's the Gemara, right? If you have Hanor, but you go in and you smell the carbon, you should make a bracha. They put it out so you should smell it. Right then. I'm not going into that. Tell them where it's for some that you should make a bracha. So only question was made for smelling it. Tell the Rabbonim, for your Mahal Chutz LeKrach, you go outside the city, Vareach Reach, and you smell some, you smell nice smell there. In Roy Rav Zikichov, in Einim Avorach. Because in Nemo, they're doing it, they're making the smell of Shem Avoy Zora, it's also to have an off from it. And Rav Yisrael Mavorach. Rav Yisi Yomer, Afilu Rav Yisrael Nam Yem Mavorach. No, Afilu Rav Yidin, still you don't make a brach on. Nefnei Shebnois Yisrael, Makatnus Tukshokim. There's a minute then that Bnois Yisrael used to burn the Psalmim for Kishokim, for Kishuv. So that wasn't made for smelling, so therefore you don't make a brach on it. But the Gemara also cool with Shofan Mekatrim, and the rogue Benois Yisrael burned up some of Fakishiv, and the Gemara heavily Miyuta Lekshofan. It's true. It's only me it does Lekshofan. Of a Miyuta Nami Ligmura Sakalim. A Miyuta of them burned up some to put the smell into the begodim. They want to beg it to smell good. So when they're burning the spice, it's not meant to smell the spice, it's meant to put the Reich into the begodim. So on Shot spice, you don't make a bracha either. Because the Ikka Kavan of making it is not for smelling it, to put it into the begad. Later, when you smell the begad, you also don't make a bracha. Because the begad is called the Reach Shein by Ikka. There's no more Ikka Pstom in the begad, it's only the smell itself, that you don't make a bracha. You only make a bracha when you smell the Ikka. But here, when you're burning the scent, since it's only meant Ligmar Sakalim, you don't make a bracha. Or me at Nama Ligmar Sakalim, Ishtakach Ruba the Lab Lareich Havida. It was a rove them, I'm not doing the Shein Reach, therefore you don't make a bracha. But the more v'chol ruba the lav l'reicha vidal lemavorch. That's the cloud. Rashi ligmaras legameras akelim levasen ba'oshne esav begodim to make the smell the smoke of the psalm go into the begodim into the clothing to make it smell good is you don't make a bracha. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barabba Omer Rabbi Yechidin ha'mahalech bi'avir shabbos. Somebody's going erev Shabbos v'tferia. He's walking through the streets of Tferia. Over my tsoi shabbos tsoi b'tzipori. A relative is walking over my tsoi shabbos in tzipori. For a reach reach, and he smells a good smell in the air there. Ain't a mavorach. You don't make a bracha on that smell. Why? But neishachas kosay ain't also el legamer boyas akelim. With a shteiger then, either erev Shabbos in Tiferet Tveria, and with Tzoy Shabbos Tveria, they used to make the stand to make the begotten smell nice. But since the Baal HaBos, the Ikka one that's making it is doing the kavana, put it into his deged. Even if you come along and your kavana is to smell to enjoy it, still you don't make a bracha. It goes back to the one that's making the Baal HaBos, why he made this sense for him. If he only his kavanah was just to make the begodim smell good, nobody makes a bracha on it. Tana Rabbonim, for your mahalach b'shuk shel akum, you're going in the middle of the streets where the goyim live, isn't it tzratz al areyach? If you have kavanah, you have hanor, you want to have hanor from the psalmim there, is a reza chayti, doing an aveira. Because Roiv Goyim is talking about either we have before where it's a mitzibah, where they're having sitting down to eat. So when they sit down to eat, then we're making the psalm and the shame they avoid the Zorah. then it's also banor. Is but in the case where it would be also banor, if you have kavon to smell it, it's called harezer choyke.
It has to be some shayse that is doing the shema by the zora. Some a goy has in his house some perfume and or some samim and you want to smell it, you would make a bracha on it. It's only where we have a das that he did the shema by the zora.
Some of the companies that made incense are
mamish Hashem of Azor,
and they're called
in recognition
of Azor. So there's
Hanal of Azor. They move on to Havdalah. You don't.